Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
805 Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift. Mike Johnson, Allie Mack, Squidbilly, Bo Morgan, Dylon back there. Nice work. 8 o'clock. He hits another one. I feel it. I'm getting amped up.
What do you think of?
I thought it was gonna be Lil Wayne, but it's all right.
What do you think of when you hear this song? Like, what's the first thing that comes to mind?
Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders.
I think running out of the tunnel at Bama.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Run out. This is what Alabama plays. I thought it was Enter Sandman.
Mm-mm.
This one, we had this junior year soccer. We made a playlist, like a warm up list. We put this song on there.
That a boy.
I have a question. Okay. Why'd you think it was going to be lame? I've come back like the past. I feel like
no.
I
said I thought it would be Lil Wayne.
Oh, Lil Wayne. I thought you said lame. I was like, bro, I've been on a roll. What you mean?
That's your insecurity projecting right there.
I know. I'm projecting.
That's the, you know what? Hey. That's the first time Dylan's clapped back.
Yeah, I love it.
In a long time, if not ever.
No, because we were giving him credit.
I mean, I love it.
And yeah. it wasn't even a good clapback either.
It was not even a moment to be angry, right. But you were still angry.
Exactly.
I love it.
Hey, 404-726-0929. We're going to get the wake-up call. Here's three things I got off the top of my mind from today's show to talk about. All right, first of all, is Bobby Petrino the most hated Atlanta sports person of all time? Is there anybody else that's more hated in Atlanta sports than Bobby Petrino? Number two, went to Lil Wayne last night at State Farm. Filming at concerts, yes or no? Filming videos of concerts, yes or no? And Allie's top five list of French fries was a little bit hit or miss. All right, a little bit hit or miss. Allie, hit them with all the top five you got because it was a little shaky.
All right, a little bit shaky. Number five is Wendy's. 4, Chick-fil-A. 3, McDonald's. 2, Cheeseburger Bobby's.
Say what?
And number one, Arby's.
Yeah.
Caveat, disclaimer, we all know McDonald's is the best. There's just accessories with the first
right.
two.
There's caveat and nuance to the conversation, as always. But was Bobby Petrino the most hated Atlanta sports figure?
He's the most agreed upon hated. Like, I think more people can come to an agreement.
Most universally hated.
Yeah. I think Jim Leyritz is up there, too.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But, yeah, I think Bobby Petrino is the most universally agreed upon.
Yeah.
Sean Payton's up there for me.
Yeah, it's a good one. 404-726-0929 if you guys got anything on the wake-up call. I brought up your French fries list. I think you missed on Zaxby's. I would have had Zaxby's with the Zax sauce. I didn't think about this, though, Bo, when we were talking about this during the break. She gets her fries from Zaxby's in a different way than I do because she's not ordering meat. So when she orders fries at Zaxby's, they come in a box. Mine come in like the combo plate, the platter box. You know what I mean? Mine comes with chicken wings and, you know, chicken strips. Hers just comes by themselves. So,
yeah, but
so there's a difference.
The delivery
in
vehicle
the delivery
is a little
bit because
different.
When it comes in a box, the steam is trapped in there. And sometimes can change how the fry tastes,
but
the texture.
The boxes are made from the same thing.
No.
Yes.
No styrofoam.
No, that's all styrofoam. Now, what I'll tell you is the size matters because the – no.
Finally! Finally!
Hey, now.
For the love, Dylan, hit the music.
No, music. I got to explain it.
All right, 404-726-0929, although I don't know why I'm giving that out, because, boy, our phone lines are off the chain right now. Dylan, let's just start from the top. Let's go to Brad in Villarica. Brad, what's going on? Happy Tuesday, man.
All right, I got the answer to your three questions will be yes, no, and no. I don't understand why she didn't put McDonald's on the top list, but they got the best fries. But,
yes,
but anyways, I'm going to throw my wake-up call a little different this morning.
Okay.
This is a shout-out to the Alabama fans. You know, my whole family, my half side of my family is Alabama fans, the other side is Georgia fans. So, you know, every year they do get to play each other. It's an awesome rivalry. It's great, you know, whatever you want to call it. But that game Saturday was an awesome game. Win or lose,
yeah,
that's a championship game. And I guarantee you, go dog, and we will see Bama again. I promise you that.
Yeah.
You guys have a good day. Enjoy the rest of your day, guys. Go dog.
Appreciate that, Brad. I could not agree with that more. Like, and I realize the position I'm in and the people I'm probably talking to more times than not when I talk about that game. So it sounds to me when I say things like that, like I'm just being, you know, that guy. But I truly mean it when I say what an incredible game that was on Saturday mm-hmm. night. And I know that there's a level of frustration from Georgia fans. But, golly, if you just take a step back and watch it from a college football fan perspective, it's just the majestic nature of that game with the wristbands and the home atmosphere and everything else going on. Just beautiful, man. I thought it was electric, and I agree with him. Look, the coach's poll came out. Georgia's still ranked ahead of Alabama in the coach's poll. Don't necessarily disagree with it. It's a little bit frustrating, but it is what it is. Bama's loss is a lot worse at this point than Georgia's loss. So it kind of is what it is. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Hey, let's go to Sarah over in Cleveland, Georgia. Sarah, what's going on this Tuesday morning?
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are y'all?
Doing great. How about you?
I'm doing all right. All right. Bobby Petrino, it's funny you bring him up. Me and my father were at the game Sunday literally talking about Bobby Petrino just packing his bags and leaving town and the neck brace, everything, because of Arkansas firing their coach.
Yeah.
So, yes, I would agree he's probably top two for me. Kirk Cousins is close, though, I'll tell you, for me.
What did Kirk do?
Man, my season tickets last year, bro. He owes me like $7,000 of that $100 million.
Appreciate the phone call, Sarah. Off the top rope, man. He was doing his best, okay?
You can't get mad at someone that listens to Celine Dion in the car. You just can't.
To be mad at that guy.
Can.
I know a lot of Falcons fans are hit or miss on Kirk Cousins, but it's hard to stay mad at the guy because it's just like, yeah. He seems so harmless.
I mean, I resonate a little bit with her. I don't hate Kirk Cousins, but I can understand why she has.
Yeah. There was a lot of buildup.
Jim Leyritz to me is up
there. Walk into your
trap,
take over your trap.
Yeah, you do.
Sean Payton's up there. There's, you know, Tom Brady. Yeah. Brady's not really bothering me. Belichick bothers me now with his little girlfriend.
I was going to say, he's got to be up there as well. He's starting to climb the list a lot. His girlfriend wearing that shirt, Super Bowl shirt, was.
Yeah, I just don't.
Come on, man.
Yeah, there's a writer in Detroit that used to take shots at Atlanta all the time, Rob Parker.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Used to be on Around the Horn.
Yeah, I don't like him at all. He's a clown in my eyes.
All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Let's take another call. Let's get to Kevin, the limo driver. Kevin, where are you headed this morning, buddy?
Headed home. Just dropped off my daughter at school in the limo. She goes to McEachern. Big shout out to the Indians.
Bro, she gets to go to school in a limo?
Cool.
Come on. I love that.
Hey, you know, a boss has to be a boss. So, what I'm looking at is, like, the Falcons, I'm going to go, like, the great, the good, and the meh. The great is Michael Penix had an amnesia, coming out having a great game.
That's a great point.
Offense getting back on track. The good is them sticking to the, you know, game plan, sticking to their guns. The meh is them running the pistol 37 times and being very predictable at the end of the game.
Yeah,
yeah, that's the meh. Most hated sports player in history to me, Tom Brady. He basically came back. We hate him for that. And also, he had the audacity to come to Tampa Bay and also do it in our division. Yeah,
that was to me. So, appreciate the phone call.
I'm very confused.
Yeah.
So you're what do you have after last week about the pistol? They're predictable at the end. What are you talking about? They scored I think they scored every time they touched the ball in the second half.
I don't think they were near as predictable with the pistol. We talked about the Kyle Pitts touchdown a minute ago. It was a duo play at a pistol with a short kind of RPO bootleg off of it. I thought that was good.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know what's funny is I heard Dan Orlowski praising running out of the shotgun last night.
Yeah.
I go, oh, really? Well, I think Miami should run more out of the shotgun. I was like, oh, really? Really?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, well, because it's not the pistol. What, he's a yard and a half deeper out of the pistol?
Here's the thing, I would never, ever, ever toot my horn on this, but I guarantee you Dan Orlowski doesn't know why we run wide zone out of pistol. He doesn't understand it. I promise you, quarterbacks, it's just not something they're going to think about. He's thinking about taking the snap and where his handoffs and his bootlegs are. Doesn't realize what it does for an offensive line. That's why we run it out of pistol. So I'm with you. I wish there was like a rebuttal video where we could just, hey, Dan, can you just go back through a couple of these things and see how they changed and why it might be good for Bijan Robinson to be able to make four cuts on the way up the field?
You know what was predictable about our offense at the end of the game? Is you were in a four-minute offense.
Yeah.
And all you wanted to do was run the clock down and put points on the board. And, oh, by the way.
Ding.
What did they do with their last possession?
Yeah, if we didn't get to you today on the wake-up call, appreciate you guys giving a shout. We'll obviously do it again tomorrow. Or you can tweet us at 929MorningShip. But thank you guys so much for hanging out with us.
This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. And speaking of the Falcons, join Sports Radio 92.9 The Game after each Falcons game for the Falcons Flyover. That is your first chance to call in and react after every Falcons game. It's brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons. Coming up, Raheem did talk about the impact of Divine Diablo. We'll get into it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.